The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Greetings this Tuesday morning. Responding to the reality of God, that's what we talked about yesterday. God is, and we are to respond with faith and obedience. And let's further develop that thought today as we think about responding to God's reality and His wonderful, awesome attributes. In John chapter 4, verse 24, we have a great truth brought out here. Our Lord is talking to the Samaritan woman as He passes through this country. And as He talked to the woman at the well, we find He finally got around to talking about the subject of worship with her. In verse 24 it says, God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. This is the truth that we are emphasizing today in responding to the reality of God, that God is spirit. We only have to turn to the early chapters of Genesis to see this truth brought out, where it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, in verse 2 of that first chapter, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God is spirit. Spirit is in a different dimension than we're used to thinking, but God is spirit. We find in this same chapter in Genesis that man was created in the image and the likeness of God. That image is not the physical image because God is spirit, so it must be the spiritual side of man that is in the image of God, as the spirit is clothed with a body while it is upon this earth. All right, if we are created in God's image and God is spirit, and how are we to respond to this great truth? We are to respond to it by serving God on a spiritual basis. Our response is on a spiritual basis. Spiritual things are the real things. They are the eternal things. The physical are temporal, and they're passing away. And we shouldn't get all wrapped up in the material things, and we exclude God from our lives. Even though we are in a physical body, Jesus said to the devil in answering one of his temptations in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Let's read that verse, Matthew 4:4. And he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So man indeed needs to be more than just a materialistic being, because he must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Following this, in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord said many things about materialism, especially in the sixth chapter. And in verse 24, listen to these words. The Lord said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. This word mammon is an Aramaic word referring to materialism and the god of materialism. We cannot serve God and materialism. In fact, the Lord concludes this section of the Sermon on the Mount in verse 33 by saying, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, materialistic things, shall be added to you. But the spiritual things are to be sought first, because God is spirit, and we are to respond to God on a spiritual basis. If we don't, we indeed are bankrupt as far as our purpose in living is concerned. I know the Apostle Paul, in talking to the Colossians about their beginning the Christian life, emphasizes how they are to continue in this book, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. He says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. So we're not to be all wrapped up in materialism, because God is spirit and we are a spiritual being, and we are to respond to God on a spiritual basis. The Apostle Paul, in the 8th chapter of Romans, that chapter which says so much in the first part about the spiritual, says in verse 13, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify or put to death the deeds of the body, ye shall live. And verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, let us seek the spiritual. Let's not starve our souls to death. Let's realize that God is spirit, and we are a spiritual being, and we are to seek after Him in this way if we're to be acceptable in His sight. This is our great truth for the day, and thank you for listening today.